Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting second, the center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second, the right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Widmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first, with Widmer covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kokos. Boone reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Doby scores. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler moves to third. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Hank Aft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Tucker moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive towards third. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Widmer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to third for the out. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns won. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia juggles the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Sievers moves to third. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Arft moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. Upton strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Al Widmer. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arft scores. Sternweiss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Cliff Fannin pinch runs for Don Lenhart. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos. Boone reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to home to get Rosen. Boone moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Upton fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokoz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Arft hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 3 in the game. Upton bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Sternweiss moves to second. One out. Dwayne Paulette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulette hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 4 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sternweiss scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood moves to second. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 4 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.